Blog Talk Radio.
Seemingly
apparently around us. But David says, yet would I not have an attitude to operate in fear. Why? For I know that thou art with me. He says, Lord, you are with me. And what reminds me of those necessary tools, he says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff are weaponry, of course, which belongs to the Lord. They are weaponry that belongs to the Lord. He says, your rod and your staff. Praise God. It is implied, however, that they are weapons that we need as we navigate through this current world. You may ask or be asking, why a rod and a staff? Why a rod and a staff? The answer, quite simply, is the rod is for protection and correction, praise God, twofold. And the staff is for direction and guidance, praise God. The rod, protection, correction. The staff for direction and for guidance, praise God. When we think about God's protection, praise God, we have to look at David in the Old Testament. David, he said in dealing with King Saul and the giant Goliath, and that's around 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. David told King Saul when going up against Goliath, the Philistine giant, the champion in Gath, praise God, that whenever a lion, he told the king, King Saul, he said that whenever a lion or a bear came and took one of my little lambs, rather that he was watching over when watching over his father's flock, he says that he would go after it, a lion, a bear. He said, I would go after it and would kill the predator. Furthermore, the same God, he says, that delivered me from the lion and delivered me from the bear, he said, will also deliver me out of the hands of this uncircumcised Philistine. Praise God. So as a shepherd, God provided protection for his sheep. Just as a shepherd, and David says, when I was watching over my father's flock, and then a lion and a bear came, he said, I went after them, and I delivered my flock, praise God. The lamb, he said, I would retrieve them from the mouth of the lion or the bear. I would go after them, I would kill them, praise God. And God, in similar fashion, he shows us that whatever comes against us, he's there to protect us. David says, I realize that my father, my God, is a protector. He's a shepherd. The Bible says that he's the good shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. And he's the great shepherd. Praise the Lord. Isaiah, in Isaiah 54, verse 13, he reminds us that no weapon, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue even that shall rise against us in judgment, we shall condemn it. And it goes on to say, this is the heritage. This is the right and privilege, praise God. This is the heritage, not of everyone. He said it is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. There are, praise God, there are some rights and privileges that we experience in being in the family of God. Praise the Lord. He says, this is the heritage. This is the right and privilege of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. This is the Lord, praise God, giving us this awesome revelation. He says, your righteousness even is of me, saith the Lord, praise the God. Isaiah 54:17 goes on to say, Isaiah 59:19, that when the enemy shall come in even like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord shall lift a standard against him. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against him. Praise God. God is there to protect. God is there to show us that he is indeed our shepherd. Nothing can overtake us or come against us when the shepherd is watching over us. God sits high, in case you don't know, in case you forgot, he sits high and he looks low. And there's nothing, beloved, that is hidden from his eyes. Nothing that his ear cannot hear. God sees all. He hears all. He knows all. And nothing takes him by storm or by surprise, because God is in total control. Talking about the protection of God, God's rod, which is for protection and for correction. Praise the Lord. And then when we think about God's correction, praise the Lord, the correction. When we think about God's correction, his protection is a wonderful thing. The correction of God, number two, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And he scourges every son whom he receiveth. Therefore, if you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? He said, what son is it that the Father that truly loves this child, this son, will not chasten him? But if you be without chastisement, where are of all our partakers, that are all that are in the family? He says he chastens everybody that he loves. Praise the Lord. And he deals with you as sons. Praise God. He says, then he are you bastards. If you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers that are in his family, he says, then are you bastards and not sons. Hebrews 12, 6 through 8. Therefore, God will deal with you as a son, not because he does not love us, beloved, it's because he actually does. That's why he deals. It's just like we do our children. Praise the Lord. We deal with them harshly sometimes, not because we do not care about them. It's because we do. We don't want to see them caught up. Don't want to see them destroyed. Praise God, by doing silly and foolish things in life. So we have to deal with them sometimes with what we call tough love, in order that we may keep them safe and secure, and they won't fall victim to all of the plights and the traps that are out there in the world. Same as it is, so it is with God. He loveth every son. He goes on to say, Hebrews 12 and 11, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous. It's not joyous for the child, the recipient, and it's not joyous for the giver, the parent. No chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but it's grievous. Praise the Lord. For you parents that say, it's just harsh to chasten a child. I just can't stand it. Do it anyhow, because the Bible says that if you spare the rod, you'll spoil the child. So there is a necessary reason to give discipline and to chastise the child. Why? Because we are saving their lives. Praise God. No chastening. It's not good for any of us. Not anybody loves to chasten, to discipline their children, but it is necessary, praise God, in order that we may sustain their lives. No chastening for the present seems to be joyous, but it is grievous. Nevertheless, afterwards, here it is, there it is, afterwards, but afterwards, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Praise the Lord. When we exercise this right, it is afterwards that we understand the reasoning why we had to do it. The peaceable fruits of righteousness has now been made manifest. When the child has been corrected and they understand they're not going to be allowed to get away with robbery, then we see the peaceable fruits, because it changes their attitude, it changes their mind, and it changes their actions. Praise the Lord. God wants to change us, not to allow us to do what we want to do, where we want to do it, and when we want to do it. Praise God. But he lets us to know that he loves us. And he has to deal with us as a parent. Tough love. But it's for our correction, praise the Lord. When we think about God's direction and his guidance, praise God, the staff of God, God's rod, that has to do with protection and correction. But the staff, praise God, has to do with direction and his guidance. The meek, Psalms 25 and 9 says, the meek will be guided in judgment. The meek will be guided in judgment, and the meek will teach his way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. We have to humble ourselves, the Bible says, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt us in the due season, the due time. The meek, praise God, we have to humble ourselves so that we will understand that God is not doing this to be harsh toward us, but he's doing it because he loves us. But only the meek are going to be recipients of God's judgment and God's way. Psalms 32 and 8 says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. God puts forth the necessary training and teaching that you and I need, but we have to be of the essence that we commit ourselves to doing God's word. There's a reason why the Bible reminds us we must not be forgetful hearers only, but we must be hearers as well as doers of the word. We don't get the benefit, beloved, for just knowing the word or for hearing the word. We have to be active participants. The blessedness is in the doing, not in the knowing or the hearing. Oh, bless the Lord. I would to God that somebody would hear me on today to know that God loves us, and it is the desire that we not only know his word, hear it, but we also be active participants, doers of the word. Praise the Lord. In summary today, my beloved, the sum total of these two amazing weapons that are needed in order to overcome this present world is the word of God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The sum total is the word of God. Praise God. It's what we really need in this present world to be able to overcome. Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me. Deuteronomy 5:29, it says, oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me. The fear of the Lord. To reverence him, to love him, and to worship him. He said that they will fear me and keep all my commandments always. Hallelujah. Not just in keeping them, but keeping them always, every day. We have to have a mindset that this is the day that the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and be glad in them. I choose to do what God says. I choose to honor him by being respectful and obedient to his will and his way. To keep my commandments always, that it might be well. What is the reason? That it might be well with them and with their children forever. Deuteronomy 5:29. Psalms 119 and 105, the psalmist simply says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. That is a light, that God is my path. I don't know, Lord, oftentimes which way to turn and what move to make or what step to take. It is thy word that guides. It is thy word that keeps. It is thy word that instructs me as to what to do and when to do it. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. We got to make it personal. It's a lamp unto my feet. I need your word, God, daily to guide me. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. And it is also a light, an illuminating force that guides my path. It illuminates the path so I'll see where I need to go and what I need to do. I need your word, God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is what profitable for doctrine. We've got to learn the word. It is the doctrine that guides us. The lamp and the light, praise God. It is doctrine. It is the mode of travel, praise God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, or glory, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God, the person of God, the child of God, may be what? Perfect. Perfect. Perfection, not flawlessness, but maturity. That we may be perfect, mature, growing spiritually, day by precious day, as we continue to learn the word and will of God, and we commit it to our lives. We are then being made perfect. We are being matured spiritually. That we may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Hallelujah, there it is. When we begin to commit ourselves to the things of God, we'll then be what? Furnished, nourished, built up, in order that we may be able to do every good work as it pertains to the will, the will of God. Death casts a frightening shadow, beloved, over us because we are entirely helpless in its presence. We can struggle with other enemies, such as pain, suffering, disease, even an injury. But strength and courage cannot overcome death. It has the final word. Only one person, though, only one person can walk with us through death's dark valley and bring us safely unto the other side. That is the Lord God, our Father, the God of all life, our shepherd. Because life is uncertain, we should follow this shepherd who offers us eternal comfort. Not only for the time to come, but right now we can find rest in him. But we need some necessary tools. And those necessary tools, David identified. He says, Lord, I won't fear the death. I won't fear the evil that's constantly all around me. I'm not going to be fearful of those things. Why? Thy rod and thy staff will comfort me. He says, you'll be with me, and I'll know so because I'll identify the rod and I'll identify the staff. They will be with me. Therefore, will I not fear any evil. God bless. God keep is our sincere prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational teaching here in the studio this morning. And we are now down to commercial break. I'm Glenda Fields here on God's Anointed Ministry Radio, the Real Talk segment with Pastor Rufus Fields.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman as a Self-Help Tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4700, access code 126-580-#5.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And welcome back to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I am joined in the studio with our special guest, Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministries here in the studio discussing the Word of God through through a biblical teaching Pastor Phil is doing called Tools Necessary for Life. Tools Necessary for Life. Pastor Phil, we have Pastor Kelvin in Nevada, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he says, thanks for reminding us of the necessary tools that we have available to us to get through this life. And then also Pastor David, and he's in Orlando, Florida, and he says, thanks for encouraging the body of Christ, man of God. Keep up the work that God has assigned to you in this season. They both just wanted to encourage you this morning. They were listening in via the chat and online, and they just wanted to encourage you to continue to do what God is calling you to do, Pastor Kelvin and Pastor David out of Orlando, Florida, and out of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Amen. And certainly a big God bless you, and thank God for both of you, Pastor Kelvin and Pastor David, on this morning. And thank you for listening, men, mighty men of God. Continue to pray for us. We need your prayers, brethren. And may we continue to pray one for another in this season, because we're doing a great work like Nehemiah. We've got to stay on that wall, and we cannot come down. Why? Because God has charged us to be able to continue to work until he returns. He said simply, occupy, work, stay committed to what I told you until I come. Thank you for your encouragement on this morning. Need your prayers, my brothers, and may you continue to be blessed of the Lord to do everything. May you leave nothing on the field. Leave it all on the field, as they say in athletics. Don't leave nothing undone. May God provide everything in order you fulfill his will and destiny for your lives. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And to all of the people of God, for your continued encouragement unto us, we bless God and we thank him for each of you on today. Praise God.
Amen. And we're now down to the close of our segment. Let us know how you are enjoying listening to the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. You can go to Pastor Phil's website and avail yourself to the various ministries that he has. And that website is www.godsanointedministries.com. As well as give upcoming show suggestions or teaching segments you would like him to present. Also, give the man of God your feedback and encouragement as often as possible regarding the show and regarding the various ministries that God has assigned unto him. You can also avail yourself to his church website, which is www.ghkc1.org. In this time and in this season, it is important that the word of God be spread across the nations and across the world. You can avail yourself to assist in the man of God, fulfill the mandate of God that is upon his life through your monetary donations on his various websites. And again, as well as avail yourself to sponsoring him for upcoming radio and television segments. And once again, those websites are www.godsanointedministries.com and www.ghkc1.org. Thank you for tuning into the Real Talk segment here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. We bid you Godspeed and God's favor upon your life. Linda Fields, your host.
I heard him say, he brought me from a mighty long way. And now today, I can testify that I believe it. On my way, I realize he's the one who kept me. When the storms of life arise, sleepless nights and every cry, he has captured everything, assuring me every prayer. glory.